人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事，欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们非常有幸的请到西雅图的副市长 Hayaki Kim、欢迎金副市长。
Can you just say hi?
Hi there, I'm Hayok.
刚才我们的金副市长也是跟大家打了个招呼。
我们非常荣幸请到西雅图的副市长金副市长啊。那么，首先呢，我想问一下，就是，金副市长呢是西雅图的第一个女性的，也是亚裔的，副市长，就是，而且呢，也有可能是西雅图市政府的最年轻的副市长。那么，我们想了解一下，您作为西雅图的副市长，平常都在忙着做什么样的工作？平常工作当中有什么样的挑战
？So first of all, thank you very much for being here on the show with us. So our first question is, so you are the first Asian.Female deputy mayor of the Seattle, probably the youngest deputy mayor of Seattle. And could you please describe your daily work to our listeners?
Great. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me here. It's a real honor, for me to participate. I would love to be the youngest. I probably am not. Part of my job for Mayor Ed Murray is to really focus on the city's external affairs. And so that really means everything from our neighborhoods and diverse communities that make up Seattle to making sure that we have good relationships with our state and federal and international partners.
刚才我们应该是称呼他为金副市长啊。刚才金副市长说，首先也感谢感谢西雅图，感谢这个机会可以跟西雅图中文电台的听众朋友们来进行交流。他说他可能刚才我们有说过他是不是这个西雅图历史上最年轻的副市长，他说可能不是啊，但是他非常希望自己是最年轻的，也是跟大家开了个玩笑。他说作为副市长，他主要管理的事务是外务，也就是西雅图和别的城市以及别的州以及联邦政府之间的这个关系以及连结的工作。
You continue.
Yep. And so, I don't have a typical day in this role.
Okay.
It really varies. Just to give you an example, yesterday, I started my morning attending a breakfast event for an organization called the Alliance for Education. And then had some meetings in City Hall, spent my lunch with about 900 other people, had another fundraising event where I had a chance to say a few words on behalf of the mayor to the audience, came back to City Hall, had some more meetings, and then ended my evening at another event at a downtown hotel. And so that really, my schedule is...really a reflection of our office wanting to try to make sure that we are reaching various and different populations and organizations throughout our city.
Thank you. 刚才金副市长说其实他每天没有一个固定的一个行程，他说他刚才给我们的听众朋友们举了一个例子啊，他说昨天早上呢他参加了一个早餐会，是这个一个教育组织举行的早餐会。早餐会之后呢，他就回西雅图市中心的市政厅开会，然后中午呢，他参加了一个有900人的筹款的午餐，然后呢，午餐过后他又去开会，然后参加了几个活动，然后晚餐又是一个会啊，所以说感觉这个金副市长每天都是在各种活动和开会中进行的。他说他每天的行程都非常的不一样，主要是为了。接触西雅图地区的各种不同的人群。
金副市长，您的工作当中是不是有很多的挑战
？So, are there a lot of challenges in your work?
Yes, absolutely. I think in particular, there is a lot of exciting things going on in Seattle right now. Seattle, for the last several years, mm-hmm. has been one of, if not the fastest growing large city in the United States. In the last 5 years, we had 70,000 people move to our city. And with that kind of growth, you have increased traffic congestion, you have increased increases in rent prices that are people feel like they are being pushed out of the city. There are more people that need resources. And so there are many, many challenges. But as Mayor Murray often says, these are good challenges that any mayor would want to have. This means that we are growing and prospering as a city. And it is our responsibility as a city government to try to make sure that that growth and those challenges are evenly and equitably distributed.
Thank you. 刚才金副市长说，肯定作为这个副市长啊，尤其是西雅图的副市长的工作中有非常多的挑战。他说，西雅图也许是最在美国的大城市中发展近几年发展最快的一个城市啊。他说，在过去的五年呢，有将近7万人搬到了西雅图。那么有这么多人搬到西雅图，当然对西雅图的各种公共的设施就带来了非常大的挑战。比如说工作的资源啊，以及交通资源、教育资源等等。刚才金副市长有提到过，西雅图的市长穆雷跟他说过啊，说这种挑战呢都是好的挑战，这代表我们的城市正在发展，正在向繁荣更进一步。他说每个市长都希望有这样的好的挑战。
我们听说，在前不久，也就是今年1月份的时候，在一个就是安置那个无家可归者的一个会议上面，就是市政府也遇到了很大的阻力，但是在这个会议上面，金副市长就是讲起了自己的亲身的经历，令很多在场的那个人士都很感动。您能不能介绍一下这个情况？
So we read on the news that in January this year, on a meeting about homeless policy this year, and you told a story about your personal experience, and a lot of people after hearing your story are very touched. Mm. So can you tell the story to our listeners who haven't heard the story yet?
Sure. So I had an opportunity earlier this year to share a little bit about my life journey. And when I was born in Seoul, South Korea, and when I was about 4 years old, our father passed away rather suddenly. And at the time, I had my mother was left a widow with 3 young daughters. And when our father had passed away, you know, my mother didn't have a job. My father was a business owner, mm-hmm. and was the one who was primarily responsible for keeping up with the business enterprise. And so quickly our family savings dwindled, and we soon lost our house. And for the next 2 years, we were really living with a lot of insecurity. And so at one point, my family, my mother and my 2 older sisters and I lived in a back room, in a 1-bedroom back room of a abandoned storefront. And, you know, fortunately for us, we were able to immigrate to the United States about 2 years later when I was 6. And when we came to the United States, we were still poor. My mother, as an immigrant woman who had, you know, no English skills, mm-hmm. and who didn't really have any additional education, she really was left with finding you know, a job as a janitor. And she did that for 5 years. When I was about 10 and a half years old, my mother unfortunately passed away from cancer. And so my oldest sister at the time was 18 years old. And because she was 18 years old, she was able to become a legal guardian to myself and my middle sister. And at that time, we were also, our futures were uncertain. Our life was uncertain. And it was only through the grace of some of our, what we call public safety nets, we were able to survive because we had housing through publicly subsidized housing. We were able to survive because we had some government supports. Those are the supports that enabled us to continue to stay in school and study and eventually go on to college and have successful careers. So that was the story I was able to share.
Thank you very much. 刚才金副市长也讲了一个让我觉得真的是非常艰难的一个故事。他说他是出生在韩国的首尔，他四岁的时候爸爸就突然去世了。爸爸突然生病去世了，因为父亲金副市长是有两个姐姐，然后应该是爸爸妈妈三个女儿，一家五口人。因为他爸爸是一个算是家庭经济的主要来源，但是这个也算是家庭支柱啊，突然去世之后，他妈妈当时没有工作，那么在爸爸去世的后两年呢，他们就居住条件非常的差。刚才金副市长跟我们描述了一下，他说他和两个姐姐还有他妈妈，他们四个人住在一个废弃的单人间的一个后面，所以说真的是非常辛苦。两年之后呢，他们移民到了美国。他们刚到美国的时候生活条件也非常的差，因为他和两个姐姐当时还是孩子，然后他妈妈刚来的时候也不会说英语，也没有一个特别好的教育背景，所以说妈妈刚开始来的时候是做了一份清洁工的工作，然后做了五年。在金副市长十岁半的时候，他的妈妈因为癌症去世了。当时呢，他的大姐已经18岁了，所以大姐就作为他的监护人，然后他们三姐妹就一起长大。他说在他的成长过程中呢，他感受到了许多公共的服务，包括他一直住在这个公共住房里面，他也享受到了政府的教育以及各种的政策的优惠，包括教育和住房的优惠。这就是他的经历，这也是他刚才小袁提到过的一月份在这个无家可归者政策的会议上面的非常动人的一个讲话。
您个人的经历是不是使您从小就决心以后就要为公众服务？
So from your personal experience, so is the experience motivated you to
public service?
Absolutely. Before I became deputy mayor, I worked in the nonprofit sector. Mm-hmm. I was executive director of a nonprofit affordable housing agency. And before that, I had the honor of working in our state legislature. So I think that for me, my family background, the struggles that I saw my mother go through as an immigrant woman who didn't have any money, and that really influenced how I wanted to contribute to the world. And I was lucky to find a career in public service, both in the public and private nonprofit sector, where I felt like the work I was doing was giving back to my community.
Thank you. 他说了，当然了，因为他的经历真的是对他的影响非常的大。在承担这个副市长的工作之前，他是在为一个非盈利的政府组织工作。他还做过包括政府的公共住房以及州立法部门相关的工作。他说他的家庭背景包括他妈妈带着他们三姐妹移民，都是非常困，之前生活的非常困难，但是他能感觉到他享受了社会上的一些福利。然后他说他 可以找到有关于政府有关于社会福利方面的工作，他也非常的幸运，他觉得现在是现在是他应该要回报整个社会的时候了。
我们知道您在2010年的时候被奥巴马总统任命为就是亚裔美国人以及太平洋岛屿美国人的一个咨询委员会的一个成员。那么您那个时候您在被任命之前是不是和奥巴马总统认识？
So we know that in 2010 you were appointed as a consultant on Asian and Pacific Islander issues for President Obama. Do you know President Obama before?
I actually had the opportunity, I believe, to meet the president just earlier that summer. But my husband, we are celebrating our third wedding anniversary this summer. My husband actually had the honor of knowing President Obama when they were both in Chicago many, many years ago. And so I actually met President Obama before I was even appointed to the advisory commission through my husband. But it was certainly a huge honor to be appointed to that advisory commission, and I served in that role for 3 years.
Thank you. 他刚才说其实在这个任命之前，刚才小袁说过是2010年任命的，他说在任命之前的那个夏天他见到过奥巴马总统。他说他和他的丈夫其实很早，当奥巴马总统还在芝加哥的时候，他的丈夫就认识奥巴马总统。然后他刚才也提到啊，他说他和他的丈夫在今年夏天会进入他们的第三个结婚纪念日。他说他在这个咨询委员会担任的这个职务他担任了3年，然后在之前和奥巴马总统以及他们的这个团队有过一些接触。
Now my husband would like to take full credit for getting me appointed to that advisory commission, but he had absolutely no role whatsoever, despite all the credit that he would like to take.
But at that time, you were not married yet.
No, at that time, we were not married yet. We were dating. But in fact, it was actually Ambassador Locke. At the time, he was Commerce Secretary. And this initiative, the White House initiative on Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, went through the department's U.S. Department of Commerce. And so he actually was very helpful in making sure that because I knew, then Secretary Locke, he actually was very helpful in my appointment to that advisory commission.
刚才这个金副市长说啊，他说他的丈夫对于奥巴马总统对他的任命啊，他的丈夫说全都是因为他的丈夫认识奥巴马总统啊，但是他自己觉得这是一个玩笑。他说他其实是认识美国商务部的一个
部长，
对，一个部长，然后才慢慢的是骆家辉，对，然后才慢慢的就是算是拿到了这个任命吧。
那我们知道那个金副市长您在2008年的时候就被就是亚洲周刊，也就是西华报那个评为对亚洲社区最有最杰出贡献者之一啊。那么当然在2008年就获得了这个殊荣。现在呢，您是西雅图的首位亚裔，也是首位女性的副市长。那您是怎么看待您的这些成就的？
So, you have been awarded by Northwest Asian Weekly as the top contributors to the Asian community in 2008. So, what do you feel as the first Asian and first female deputy mayor of Seattle? How do you feel?
I feel a lot of honor. I think ultimately, I think about where I am today. I think about my mother when she first immigrated to the U.S. I don't know that she could have possibly imagined a future as bright as mine has been. And I think about all of the different ways in which this didn't have to come to pass in the way that it did. And so I feel very fortunate at the opportunities that have been presented to me. And I feel very fortunate that I have had mentors all throughout my career and throughout my life who have helped me have confidence in myself and who have helped me to see that I had maybe more potential than oftentimes I saw in myself.
Thank you.
好，我们进一下晨电报时，马上回来。We have a break.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK, FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上十点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情，
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
老上海新天地，为 Bellevue 市中心的新天地餐馆上海上海，是一家精致而时尚的餐厅。这里的每一道佳肴都经过精心烹制和打造，给人以艺术的享受。人海之中遇见了你，一切变得有意义。遇见了，轻轻地问一声，你也在这里？让我们相约新天地。电话4254532828，4254532828。Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐：东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门。每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
FlyChina.com 购买回国机票 ，FlyChina.com 为您提供优质票价，诚信服务，方便可靠。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们的嘉宾是西雅图副市长，Hayek Kim 金副市长。刚刚金副市长讲的那个博雅要给我们翻译一下。
好的，没问题。刚才在广告之前呢，小袁有问到金副市长说，他作为这个西雅图的第一位亚裔也是第一位女性的副市长，他是一个什么样的感受。在刚才金副市长的回答中呢，他用了很多次honor 这个词，他说他非常的荣幸，他自己也非常的幸运，自己可以承担这个职位，自己可以走到这一步。他说他有的时候经常会想到他的妈妈，因为他的妈妈刚刚移民，当时他的妈妈带他们姐妹三个移民过来的时候也非常的不容易，然后他妈妈可能根本就没有想到自己的一个女儿还可以承担西雅图副市长这么一个大家都觉得非常好的一个职位啊，然后有这么美好的一个前程。他说在他的不管是人生还是职业的发展中，都可以遇到很多非常欣赏他的导师给他了一些人生的规划，包括事业上的规划，这些导师给了他信心，也让他看到了自己之前没有看到自己身上所有的一种潜力，他觉得非常的感恩，非常的幸运。
我们知道金副市长您去年12月份的时候访问了中国的深圳，那次访问的目的是什么？然后您对中国特别是深圳有什么样的印象？
We know that you went in December last year you went to Shenzhen, China.
Yeah.
And what is the purpose of this visit and how do you feel about China and Shenzhen?
So the visit, the purpose of the visit was to do essentially an advance trip for the mayor's trip to China. He is leaving this Saturday. He'll be in China next week visiting three cities, Hong Kong, Shenzhen, and Hangzhou. And when we were in China in December, we had a chance to visit those three cities as well as Shanghai. Mm-hmm. And it really was, the trip in December was an opportunity to visit with some of the public officials as well as the businesses that the mayor will be visiting next week to lay some groundwork for some, perhaps some economic partnerships between the businesses between in our two regions. And I would say that this was my first visit to China. Shenzhen was amazing. I don't think that I could have received a warmer welcome. I was really struck by the similarities between our two cities, mm-hmm. Seattle and Shenzhen. The spirit of entrepreneurship and innovation was just everywhere. And it was very apparent that that was something that was highly valued. So it was a wonderful trip.
Thank you. 他说去年十二月呢，其实他是跟西雅图的市长一起拜访中国，他去了四个城市，分别是香港、深圳、杭州和上海。刚才金副市长也有提过，提到过这周六，西雅图的市长穆雷，会再去中国，会再去一趟香港、深圳和杭州。刚才他提到说去年十二月。去年十二月在深圳啊，基本上就是看有基本上就是做一些经济上和商业上的一些联系。他们见到了很多社会的名人，包括一些企业家等等。他说去年是他第一次去中国，然后他觉得深圳真的是非常好的一个城市。他说他从来没有体会到有这么热情的一个地方。他说深圳真的是非常好，非常热情。他说他也觉得西雅图和深圳非常的像，这两个城市都非常具备这个企业家的精神。
哦，我们知道西雅图和深圳是友好城市啊，所以这也是友好城市那个首长互访的一部分吗？
So we know that Seattle and Shenzhen are friend city, and is that and this a part of the like official from the two cities?
Yes, absolutely. So last year we were very honored to have the vice mayor of Shenzhen come to visit, and then a few months later the mayor of Shenzhen come and visit Seattle. And so my visit in December was a reciprocation of their kind gesture to come visit, and then the mayor's visit next week is really completing that. The friendship city relationship, I think, is one that we want to continue to deepen with the city of Shenzhen, as well as the commerce and the enterprise and the business leaders that make Shenzhen so vibrant.
Thank you. 他说因为深圳和西雅图是友谊城市，所以说他刚才也提到，深圳的副市长和市长之前都造访过西雅图，然后他们去年十二月对深圳的访问，以及刚才提到说西雅图市长下周要对深圳的访问，都是为了继续和加深两个城市之间的友谊关系，包括一些商业和经济上的贸易往来。
金副市长，您能介绍一下那个莫雷市长访问中国的行程吗？有什么样的具体的安排？
Could you please introduce us the arrangement in China for Mayor Murray? Do you know the detail of the
agenda?
Not all the details, mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. In essence, the mayor will first go to Hong Kong,
mm-hmm.
and then he will go to Shenzhen and then Hangzhou. While the mayor is in Shenzhen, we are very honored that we will have a sort of Seattle day during the mayor's visit, similar to here in Seattle last year, we had Shenzhen Day,
mm-hmm.
And so there will be opportunities to talk with and visit with the public officials and the business leaders in Shenzhen. While the mayor is in Hangzhou, we're very excited by some announcements that hopefully will be that the mayor will be able to make. I can't share them right now, but I think involving Alibaba, and I think we are so impressed with what Alibaba means to and China and how it's grown, and we're really looking forward to being able to share more when the mayor does his visit next week.
Thank you. I feel excited. 刚才金副市长说关于这个穆雷市长下个礼拜对于中国的访问的具体行程，他可能在这里不便透露，但是他可以大体跟我们说一下哈。他说穆雷市长会先去香港，然后去深圳。在深圳呢，我们会有一个西雅图日，就像去年我们在西雅图举办的深圳日一样，我们会有一些安排官员的见面啊，包括一些企业家之间的互动。深圳之后呢，穆雷市长会去到杭州。我们也知道中国最大的这个电商企业阿里巴巴在杭州，刚才金副市长跟我们说穆雷市长可能会在杭州做一些会有一些新闻啊，但是他现在不能说，但是这可能跟阿里巴巴有关系。
太好了，我们期待着穆雷市长对中国的成功访问，
非常期待。
Yeah, we expect Mayor Muye, Mayor Muye to have a great visit, successful visit in China. 我们知道去年中国的国家主席习近平访问美国，首站就访问了西雅图。那么西雅图市政府呢，也花了大量的人力物力接待了来自中国的元首。那么您能不能跟我们分享一下，您在接待习近平主席这个期间有没有一些有趣的故事，有趣的发生的一些内部的故事。
So last year, President Xi from China visited Seattle for a couple of days, and we are all very excited about that. And could you please share some like inner stories with all the listeners that we will not know?
For your accommodation work?
Yes. Well, I will say this about President Xi's visit. First of all, it was a huge honor for the city of Seattle and our region to be the first stop in the United States as part of President Xi's visit. I don't have any sort of inside stories, but I will tell you, we have the city of Seattle has hosted other dignitaries, U.S. senators, U.S. secretaries, President Obama, and a lot of the logistical work behind the scenes, from security and traffic, usually they are just nightmares. And fortunately, those visits tend to be sort of short-lived. President Obama will visit for, a few days a few hours or half a day. What was remarkable to me about President Xi's visit, being that he was here in Seattle for 2 days, was the fact that the city, from a logistical standpoint, we really, really had to prepare in a way that we hadn't before, even for our own president's visit, because of the length of the trip, and such an honor, what an honor it was for President Xi. So people saw that. We worked hard to make sure that people understood the traffic routes and the security issues, but most of the logistical details that went into that, preparing for that trip, I think we don't want to share with everybody, because it's probably boring, but also it was a lot, very, very complex.
Thank you. 刚才金副市长说对于去年习近平总理习近平
主
席，对不起，刚才对于习近平主席去年的访美，作为西雅图作为第一站，他也觉得非常的荣幸。 他说其实西雅图之前也承办过像这种就是国家高级官员来西雅图的这种活动啊，比如说美国的参议员啊，包括总统，之前这种活动也非常的多。但是说他因为说是美国总统一般来西雅图可能大部分就是来几个小时或者来半天，但是这一次呢习近平主席来了两天，他就觉得其实之前没有过准备这么长时间的一个接待的一个经历。他说西雅图市政府呢对于习近平总书记的对西雅图的访问要进行很多方面的准备，包括安全方面和交通方面。他说其实这些都非常难处理，他也觉得如果跟大家真的分享这些细节大家会觉得无聊，他只是想告诉大家这个细节非常多，然后很多很多东西都是要去考虑的。对，就是这些，因为之前没有准备过这么长时间的接待。
您个人有没有见到习近平主席，然后您对他的印象是怎样的？
Have you met President Xi in person last year? What is your impression on him?
I didn't get a chance to meet President Xi. The mayor and a few other small handful of dignitaries had a chance to meet President Xi, and that was quite an honor. But I myself did not have the honor.
Thank you. 他说去年自己没有机会跟习主席亲自见面啊，但是他说西雅图的市长和少数的官员亲自见到了习主席。
好，我们下面的问题啊。您是1998年从叫霍巴顿的 William Smith College 啊，就是这个学院毕业的，然后获得历史学的学位。那么您的大学的学习对您的影响大不大？
So you graduated from Hobart and William Smith College in 1998 with a degree in history. So did your study in college impact you a lot
in
your future career?
Yes, so I studied history, and my major was actually in American history. And I did not graduate intending to go into politics per se, but certainly any student of especially American history, politics is very much infused into our country's history. And so, I had always been very fascinated by the political process. I had always been very fascinated by how decisions were made. I had always been fascinated by just sort of how American history has changed and over time. And so when I got into politics, it was really for me finding sort of my calling. I really enjoy how the policy decisions that lawmakers and executives make can, either positively or negatively impact people's lives. And I think there's a moral responsibility that our public officials have to try to always do and identify the greater good. And being in politics now gives me an opportunity to have influence in that.
Thank you. 他说他其实上大学的时候学的是专业是美国历史，他之前其实根本就没有打算过在政治方面啊从事自己的事业，但是他说他其实一直都非常非常的喜欢政治，然后也就比如说一个法律或者一个政策是怎么样决定的，他对这个程序也非常的好奇。他说其实生活在美国有的时候你不得不关注政治，其实有的时候历史就是政治，他想知道这个历史到底是怎么改变的，然后整个社会的发展方向到底是一个怎么样子的。他说其实在大学的学习让他有了一种使命感，让他也明白了其实作为一个官员的对于这个整个社会发展的一个责任。他也觉得其实这个在大学的教育给了他一个机会来意识到这个政治以及历史，包括他现在政治和历史的重要性，包括他现在正在工作中的，也对他产生了非常大的影响。
所以您毕业之后就选择了在华州的一个议会工作是吗？
So after graduate, did you work for
Washington State House?
After I graduated from college, I worked for the House Democratic Caucus, and I worked for a local state representative, Sharon Tomiko Santos, who was herself Japanese American.
他说他刚毕业的时候，也是小袁刚才提过啊，他是在华盛顿州的一个民主党议会工作的。刚才也提到过他之前工作过的一个日本裔的一个议员。
那您也积极的参与了西雅图的韩国社区，然后呢也是那个韩裔美国人联盟的一个理事会的成员。那您能跟我们介绍一下那个在华盛顿州的韩国的社区，然后还有您所在那个韩国社区所做的工作吗？
So you have involved in Korean community for many years and has been a member of
board member
of Korean American Coalition. Can you briefly introduce the Korean community in Seattle and Washington State, and can you just let me introduce your work in the community?
Great, thank you. So our Korean and Korean American community in King County is probably about the fourth or fifth largest Asian ethnic group in King County. A lot of people would be surprised because we're sort of familiar with Koreatown in Los Angeles or New York. But here in the Seattle area, our Korean American population is actually very, very geographically spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And so and there are very few Koreans who actually live in the city of Seattle. The way that the Korean population immigrated to the Seattle area in the 1970s and 1980s, the migration populations really sort of clustered in our suburban cities, mm-hmm. like Tacoma and Federal Way, where I'm from, and Linwood and parts of the east side. And so... You know, I think one of the things that the people visiting Seattle may be surprised to find is that there isn't a Koreatown in Seattle, but when you go to Linwood or when you go to Federal Way, there are business parks or retail shops, clusters of Korean businesses. And, you know, like sort of the Korean community in other parts of the United States, I think it's a immigrant community that is, you know, has now a second generation of Korean Americans, people who have been born, you know, in the United States, in a second generation or third generation. So it is also going through a transition itself in figuring out our place in the United States.
Thank you. 刚才金副市长给我们大体介绍了一下西雅图地区的这个韩国美国人的这个情况啊。他说其实在西雅图呢，在西雅图韩国人算是第四或者是第五大的亚裔群体了。其实很多人都比较熟悉在洛杉矶以及纽约的韩国城，但是其实在西雅图呢，韩国群体也是非常的广泛，尤其是在地理上啊，非常的分散。其实如果说真的住在西雅图市的韩国人其实比较少，其实大多人都是住在东边的一些小城，比如说 Tacoma、 Federal Way 和 Linwood
的
东部南边的这些城市。他说其实在1970年到80年的时候，这个就是大批的韩国人来到了西雅图。他说其实我们在韩国人比较多的地方都可以看到这些韩国的商店啊、饭店，然后他说，其实，在刚才提到的这些城市啊，在韩国人居住的比较多的这些城市，除了刚刚来到美国的韩国人之外，还有很多的第二代、第三代韩国的美国人，其实大家都在经历一个，现在其实是一个韩国群体的一个在美国的一个过渡的一个阶段。
您是不是认为这个少数民族的群体应该相互帮助？
Do you think the minority group, the minority community should help with each other?
Oh, absolutely. And I think here in the Seattle area, we have a long history of such cooperation across racial and ethnic lines taking place. I also think that it is the future of the United States and of the Seattle area. You know, last year, for instance, it was the first time in the history of the United States where minorities or students of color were for the first time the majority of the population in our public school system across the nation. Demographically, we know that minorities are going to soon be the majority here in the United States. And I think as we prepare for that transition, it's a cultural transition, it's a socioeconomic transition. I think it is very important that we not fight amongst each other and figure out how we cooperate, how we find common ground, how we find cooperation with each other.
Thank you. 刚才金副市长说，当然了，少数的群体之间一定要互相合作。他说，其实去年啊，在西雅图也是全美国历史上第一次，在西雅图出现了在一个公立学校里面少数群体的学生占到学生群体的大多数的一个现象。他说，其实我们很多的在西雅图生活的少数群体都处于一个过渡阶段啊，不管是在社会方面还是经济方面，都是处在一个过渡的阶段。他说只有这些少数群体互相合作，互相信任，少一些争斗，我们才可以共同更好的发展。
讲得太好了。那金副市长，您有没有更进一步的政治上发展的计划？如果在穆雷市长就是任期满了之后，您以后是不是还会在那个政坛上继续工作下去？
Do you have further plan in political area, and especially after the current mayor Murray, his term is how to say that
term
retired?
Yeah.
Term is up. Do you have any plan to still work
further
for
your
the
career,
city?
Your political arena.
I don't know. And I think that first of all. I am very, very, I think I will always be involved in politics in one way or the other. I don't think I can get it out of my system as much as I might want to. Secondly, I think, you know, I have, just because being a young person involved in politics, when I was young, being a younger person involved in politics, people would always ask me, you know, okay, when are you going to run for office and things like that. I think for me personally, that is maybe not a path that's going to be part of my life. But I definitely believe that we should have more minorities, that we should have more Asians, that we should have more women of color in elected office. And whether I'm in politics directly or not, that is definitely something that I will continue to try to support and expand.
Thank you. 他说其实刚才小袁问到的，说是如果说是现在的市长穆雷，如果他的任期满之后，现在的金副市长有没有一些计划？金副市长刚才明确的告诉我们，他说他现在还不知道他之后的具体的计划，但是他刚才告诉我们说，他肯定会在还是会在政治方面工作哈。他说他年轻的时候，刚开始这些政治工作的时候，有人就问他，他什么时候参加竞选了？其实他都不知道。他说他现在政治现在已经成为他生命中的一部分了，他现在已经是离不开这方面了。他说他希望在今后，不管是西雅图还是全美国的，政局上面可以有更多的亚洲人，可以有更多的少数群族的女性。他说不管以后自己到底会不会继续在政治条路上发展，他都会支持这个理念，支持少数群族，支持女性。
好，我们今天非常有幸的请到了西雅图的副市长 还有 King 就是金副市长光临我们西雅图中文电台的美国故事栏目。那么在节目的最后呢，金副市长是不是给我们的西雅图的华人社区，我们广大的西雅图中文电台的听众朋友们，特别是有一些家长，他们也希望他们的子女长大之后也能够像您这样成功的那个家长们说一些话吗？
So this is pretty much about tonight, and thank you so much for being here with us on Chinese Radio Seattle. So until last, do you have anything to say to our Chinese community and our listeners, and especially a lot of parents are expecting their children to be as successful as you. Do you have any words for them?
Well, I would first say for all the parents out there, I think the most important thing that you can do is to support your children's dreams, whatever path they choose for themselves. I think, you know, parents are so important in providing guidance, but at the end of the day, children who grow up to be adults doing things that they're not happy doing are not going to be productive members of society. Yeah. And so the most important thing I think that parents can do is to just support their children's dreams. And I would also just say, you know, thank you so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure. I am so honored to be part of our Asian community, broader Asian community here in our Seattle region, and our Chinese American community is so important and a large part of that. So thank you so much for having me on. 谢谢。
Thank you. 他刚才小袁的问题，金副市长是这样回答的。他说，其实对于父母的建议啊，他是建议父母一定要支持孩子的梦想，让孩子们自己选择以后想要发展的道路。虽然说在孩子的发展过程中，父母的指导非常的重要，但是如果孩子真的什么事情都听从父母的选择的话，长大也许会做自己不喜欢的工作，那么他可能工作中也不是那么开心，也不是那么高效。所以说父母能做的最重要的事情就是支持孩子的梦想。最后呢，金副市长也对西雅图中文电台表示了感谢，对各位听众表示了感谢。他说亚裔群体非常的重要，他也很荣幸可以代表亚裔群体来发声。总之就是感谢大家的收听。
好，谢谢金副市长。Thank you, David Mayo Kim.
Thank you.
好，谢谢各位听众朋友收听。
Bellevue 的落日山纪念公园，能鸟瞰 Bellevue 和西雅图市中心，远眺奥林匹克国家公园，是大西雅图地区最佳风水福地。受地热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵尽在中国海景大酒楼。 China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688，206-286-1688。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
我是夜猫子，我喜欢窝在家里打游戏。
我喜欢在网上的论坛闲逛。
我是夜猫子，我喜欢跟朋友们去泡吧。
我喜欢捧着手机刷微博。